Thursday, week 3.
Yesterday I thought about my own feelings about my photographic body of work. Why I always felt that just taking pictures of landscapes is not enough. I could/can always appreciate and acknowledge the pictures of landscape or wildlife photographers, but doing it by myself, it never felt special or enough to see these pictures a part of my artistic works. Today it's still the same. I feel the same. I see the wonders of nature in my pictures, but they are not part of my creative expressions. Just some years ago, I started to feel differently because staging photography or bringing in emotions and patterns, own aesthetics, props, something fashion, and people felt like my form of expression. Not only creating some contrasts and new constellations in doing so. Also now working not much with people, but rather the landscapes in the desert, it feels right to work with context. It's all about the context, lots of conceptual works, the borders between elements. Lots of concepts are about time and dimension too. Time and dimension are always connected to each other. Seeing Joshua trees moving / passing by in different speeds means there is a third dimension. Letting closer objects / motives appear moving faster if you are looking out of the car than trees far away. What about comparing the perception of a two-dimensional panoramic view with that of a one-dimensional? What about drawing a line between Joshua trees in three dimensions so that the line from the POV of the camera appears straight, although the trees are not equally distanced? It started with my, quote, palms, my love, end quote, project many months ago, the naive thinking about the world and the unconditional love. Now with the Joshua trees, here I feel the same love for them. I now also see them as persons, each of them, as a character and personality. In this very moment, I'm thinking of taking one of them with me on a swim. Are they allowed to get out of the park?